He's the head coach, fresh off the greatest run in program history, all the way to the Elite Eight. More big news today. Follow on Twitter, the handle at GoDucksKG. Welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, how have you been?
Steve, I'm doing great, buddy. It's supposed to be the off season, man. It's nice that we have news. Good news.
Yeah, so let's get to this. First of all, I've got to, before we get to who you're adding to your program, yesterday one of your assistants, Nicole Powell, took the head coaching gig at Grand Canyon University. Of course, she's from Arizona. Wonderful player, great assistant. I saw what you posted on Twitter. How happy are you to see someone like Nicole get this opportunity?
I love it. You know, I know there are a lot of head coaches out there that try to keep their staff as long as possible. I want them to branch out. I think it's great. And she's earned it. She deserves it. She's worked hard for it. She's going back home. I mean, she's arguably the greatest player in the history of Arizona basketball. And Grand Canyon, man, I'm telling you, Steve, that place is pretty cool, buddy. They've made a lot of upgrades, and, Colangelo's got involved, beautiful facilities. She's going to do great.
Yeah, when I was down there listening to local sports radio, they were talking about Dan Marley as the coach of the men's team, and they've made that jump now. So, you know, either this year or next year, they'll be eligible to be in the tournament. So that seems like a real nice landing spot for her. But I wanted to get, when Ernie Kent was having his great run here, his name would surface for other jobs. And I spoke with him, and he was like, look, successful programs, you want the phone to ring. They're not calling your assistants if you're finishing dead last and winning eight games.
Exactly.
Yeah, so while that's great for Nicole, it also speaks to where your program's at.
Agreed. Yeah, that was a pretty good comment by Ernie. And it's true, and I think with each coach that leaves, you get double that in people that want to come. You know what I mean? Because they know that our coaches are moving on. And so that's really good for the program. So my Twitter, my text, my email has just been it's been going crazy the last couple of days. With prospective coaches.
I'm sure. We're talking with Kelly Graves. So the other big news from the incoming file, following the lineage of Jacinta Vandenberg and Morgan Yeager and Yearwood and Trinder, once again, you tap in the land down under. What could you tell us? And first, you got to check me on the pronunciation. Anneli Maley from East Melbourne?
Yeah, just Annalie.
Annalie. Should have known.
Annalie Maley. Yep, you got it.
All right, what could you tell us about her?
She's a baller. She is she's Sabrina-like in her competitiveness. Just plays every drill as hard as she can. She's a fierce rebounder, attacks the basket. She's one of those elite kids, you know, that's played on a big stage her entire life. She's won a couple of gold medals for Australia. She's been on every national team at every age group her entire career. Great family. Her dad, Paul, played at Yale and went to Australia to play pro ball, married an Aussie, stayed there, and now he's president of the WNBL, which is, like the WNBA. It's the second best league in the world behind the WNBA, and he's involved with Australian basketball. So a lot of pluses with her signing here.
Now, she played professionally for Adelaide in Australia. And, you know, here in the States, we've seen guys like Russell Wilson, Dennis Dixon play pro ball, you know, minor league baseball, and remain eligible. I'm kind of curious, for college basketball, the fact she was on a professional team but is, you know, legit to come here, how does that work?
Yeah, well, you know, really the United States is the only country where there's a scholastic system for athletics. You know, everywhere else in the world, it's club. And in most parts of the world, the club is also filled with professionals. And so she can play and is currently playing against professionals and with professionals. And they're eligible just as long as they don't get paid. I mean, they get their per diem and those kind of things, and that's all well and good. But, yeah, pretty much every international player that comes over here has been playing with pros. So it's an entirely different system. And like I said, that's a great league, and she's contributing. So Yeah, it's you know, she's going to be ready to go right from the start.
Awesome. Talking with Kelly Graves. So once your run ended, the Final Four moved to Dallas, and we saw the stunner, Mississippi State beat UConn. Did you get a chance to see any of that game? And I'm just curious, Ducks played both teams, you know, the Huskies in the Elite Eight and MSU in Hawaii. How surprised were you by that result?
I was. I think everybody was. You know, I figured if anybody could do it, it could be a team like Mississippi State, because they guard people. You know, they were so good defensively and put a lot of pressure on you. And I think, you know, they did it to UConn like nobody else did. I still think UConn is clearly the best team. It just goes to show you the best team doesn't always win, you know.
Right.
And, you know, they caught them on the right night. I think UConn was a little off. Somebody was saying that we took it out of them. I don't know how you can do that in a 30-some-odd point loss, but you know, it was actually good to see. I would have been happy to see UConn win it, but I think it's nice to have somebody else, you know, on top for a little while.
You know, I want to get to the final game. So South Carolina knocked off Mississippi State, but their coach, Dawn Staley, who's an amazing player, she was in the Final Four three times at Virginia, Hall of Famer, Olympian. Then she became the first ever to play in a Final Four, to coach in it, and then win it. I mean, you're in the game. How amazed should we be over her accomplishment?
Oh, yeah, you know, she's almost to our sport what Michael Jordan was, you know, that the most decorated of all players. Yeah, she's incredible, and you know, she's a super nice person. I you know her a little bit, not much, but enough to just talk, and she's great. Now as the new national team coach, she took Geno's spot. You know, she's going to be even more high profile. So, I'm happy for her. Asia Wilson actually played for me. Alicia Gray, two of their stars, played for me on the U19 national team.
Okay.
And so they are two really good kids. So I was happy for them, you know, on a personal level. I thought that was neat. So I was kind of pulling for them, even though Vic is a good guy at Mississippi State. Win-win.
I thought the funniest thing, having been from Jersey and spent time in Philly, they asked her, Dawn, about her emotions. She's like, I don't cry. I'm from North Philly.
That's right. Hey, she's proud of her Philly roots, though.
Yep.
I mean, those are deep.
It was awesome. Let's wrap with this. Great shot. You were in Phoenix for the men's Final Four, and we talked about it, the incredible coincidence. I mean, Gonzaga and Oregon, you know, kind of the Kelly Graves amalgam, all meet in Phoenix. So it looks like you had a chance to meet up with a bunch of your former players. I mean, how often of an awesome of an experience was that? Not only for you, but obviously they all know your family as well.
It was great. You know, we had the vacation plan with me and the boys. They're hoops junkies, and lo and behold, our two favorite teams, the Ducks and the Zags, get there. And honestly, we were down for a whole week, and it was one of the best vacations we've ever had. You know, we enjoyed it so much. And getting to see some of my former players is really cool. You know, once a Zag, always a Zag. And it was good hanging out with them. And, you know, it was really inspiring, Steve. I wish my team had been there to watch. It gets you hungry to get there yourself, and just what a blast! And man, I'm proud of both of those teams. You know, Mark Few and Dana, what they did, that's incredible.
Call it a sneaking suspicion, I have a feeling your team may wind up in a Final Four sooner than later, Coach.
Well, I sure hope so. And how about this? There'll be a nice article tomorrow on ESPN. Online about Satu Sabali, our German. She plays in the Jordan Brand Classic in New York on Friday night. That's a big deal. That's just like the McDonald's game. The first international player to ever be invited. So that's a pretty big deal. And hopefully people can watch that game.
Well, we'll definitely spread the word. Coach, congrats on the new recruit, a great season, and all the and by the way, I should mention the new contract and extension. I'm sure you're probably pleased about that as well.
Well, I am. I don't know if you are. That's six more years I'm hanging around, buddy, to give you grief.
Well, I look at it this way. That's 6 years. That's 300 weeks. So that's 250 radio segments I'm in.
Whoa. So that means you're going to keep me on?
Oh, hey. Heck yeah. You work for free. You're getting paid by the U of O. That's not my problem.
Hey, by the way, about that. I love it. You know that, buddy.
All right. Hey, great catching up, and we'll talk soon, Coach.
All right, Steve. Thanks.
Take it easy. About that. How awesome is that?